Men and women in dark suits and uniforms gathered here at the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial on a hot, humid early July morning to honor those who gave all they had.
Our agency is a unique institution in that we must be prepared for the worst case scenarios at every moment, every day. But nothing will ever prepare us for the loss of a colleague.
Secret Service Director Joseph Clancy. Taps, prayers, and gripping stories of those who died on duty punctuated the solemn event.
Operative William Craig died in 1902 while attempting to wave off an incoming trolley car prior to it smashing into President Theodore Roosevelt's horse and carriage. In 1950, Uniformed Division Officer Leslie Kofelt died in a gun battle in front of the Blair House after two Puerto Rican nationalists attempted to assassinate President Truman.
Among the stories, the six who died at the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. There have been 36 in all. All were hailed as heroes. Some of those in attendance at the ceremony wore sunglasses. Some wiped their eyes. Some bowed their heads. Some stared straight ahead as they all said thank you one more time to fallen colleagues. At the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial, J.J. Green, WTOP News.